Thanks everybody for coming and enjoying the presentation so far. My next is again from our Orange County Assessor Office. And he'll be speaking about appraisement evaluation services or system. And it's Mike Hanna. He's a real property managing appraiser. Mike is a native of California, was born and raised in Los Angeles County. He grew up surrounded by property tax assessment, listening to his father tell stories about his job as an appraiser with the LA Assessor's Office. Mike graduated from Whittier College, BA in History and Business in 87. He's worked as a fee appraiser and property tax consultant for the last 16 years. He's worked as an appraiser and manager in the Orange County Assessor's Office. Please welcome Mike Hanna.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I want to start off with just a quick question. Just give me a quick raise of hands. Who's been in the mapping business for 10 years or longer? Just about everybody. Okay, I got to ask a question. I used to love the smell of ammonia from that machine. Do you guys miss that?
No, I didn't miss that.
We're gonna talk a little bit today about how we've incorporated some GIS technology into some appraisal technology. But first, I just want to cover a couple of things real quick. This is really a great thing that you do, the whole education concept. You get away from the office a little bit, so that's a benefit in and of itself. There's a couple other things, though, that are really pluses, just so you know. First off was, I thought, you know, oh, well, I'm speaking today, so not until the afternoon, I'll go into the office and get a little bit of work done. First call I made this morning was up to our mapping division to try and get some stuff taken care of. Of course, they're all here. So I realized very quickly that I wasn't going to accomplish as much today as I thought, but that's a good thing. It just if you're missed, it means they'll appreciate you a little more when you get back. What I'm going to show you here today is kind of a blend of appraisal and GIS, and there's a little bit of a story behind it that I'll share real quick before we get going. And probably about 10 years ago, we had a couple of guys come into our office and give a demo. And it was a demo of an appraisal program that they were really proud of. And the history behind the appraisal program was these were a couple of guys that when the market crashed back in the early 90s, they jumped on that bandwagon. If you've owned your house for a little while, you probably even got a letter from them saying, reduce your property taxes, send $40 to us and we'll... They were one of those companies, and then they created this program to do their mass appraisals for them, so then when they went to the appeals boards, they had these mass appraisals done. Unfortunately, when the market got better, they were out of business. So then they said, hey, well, let's try and turn this around. Let's sell this thing to the assessors. Now that they're having to do all these reappraisals to raise these people back up, we help them get lower, now we'll help them get raised back up. So they came to us with a demo, and our assessor said, you know, that's a pretty neat system, and I like that, but that's just not quite what I'm looking for. And he put them off, and they went out and added some technology. They went out and got the parcel overlay from the surveyor in our county, and they added that, and they came back, and they said, look what we can do now. You know, now it's not just an appraisal program. You can look at the maps. It's all linked up. And our assessor nodded and said, yeah, I kind of like that, but yeah, you're just not quite there yet. And then a year or so later, another vendor comes in, a GIS vendor. And they show us their internet-based site, and they say, look how great this is. You can get aerial photographs. You can get all this great information. And our sister said, yeah, but, you know, that's not quite what I'm looking for either. And we all get called into a meeting one day, and he's got both the vendors in the room. And he asked one vendor to do his demo. Then he asked the other vendor to do their demo. And then when they both got done, he said, okay, now I want the two of you to get together, build me something that's integrated, and I'll buy it. So off they went, and they worked together, and they built this, and they put it together, and we bought it, and that's kind of what I'm going to show you here today. So, presented by again, Mike Hanna. That's me. You can see what I look like now from me standing right here. Okay, I want you to see what I looked like when I had hair. So that's me when I was 16 years old, and that's probably my favorite picture because that's the longest my hair ever was, and the most hair I ever had. It started falling out shortly after that. All right. This is the main window when you're in our in this assessment program. And basically, we're going to focus on the first button here today, the property database browser. So when we click into that, it opens up this window. And this is basically the main window for the appraisal product itself. This is where we would go in and retrieve our information, and it would create an appraisal for us. And it all starts off with finding our parcel. So we click on this button down here, parcel search, and it opens up this window. We can search by parcel number, we can search by address, we can search by owner name. And this just searches on our database. It goes in and looks for the information on our database and brings it right up. So in this case, we know our parcel number. We go ahead and we enter it and we click search. And the first thing that happens is it populates this information up here. It gives us all the information on the subject property. We get the room count, we get the square footage, we get the lot size, all that good stuff. Now from there, we can go ahead and click into map, and it'll bring up and it'll show us, okay, there's our parcel right there. There's the parcel map with our streets, and it's a seamless map. You know, it'll go through the whole county. It's kind of neat. Now from there, we've linked this to the map, so we can go ahead and get information from the map as well. If I click on one of these little buttons over here for information, then I can go in and click on any of these lots. Go ahead and click on it. And it'll bring up the information on that lot, so I can look and see what's next door to this. What's the square footage of the property next door? When was the last sale of the property next door? Who owns it? Get all kinds of information like that. I can go ahead and click again, look at another parcel up the street. It basically has all the parcels in the county incorporated into this. Now when I click back here, now I'm ready to do an appraisal. So I go ahead and click on the Create New button down here. And it opens up a window. I can choose the date range that I want it to search. I can tell it the date that I want it to do the appraisal as of. I can enter information into it as well if I want to link it, if I want to name it or link it to something. And I click on Create Appraisal. Basically, what it does is it goes out and searches our database for information. It finds the comp sales that it thinks are the right ones for this particular property. And it goes out and finds as many sales as it can. The first three on the top, and you see they have the numbers over here and the red here, those are the ones that it used to do the valuation. These bottom two are ones that say, you know, these are comps too, but I didn't like these as much, but I'm showing them to you just so you have them to have a look at. Now, what this boils down to is, and I'll tell you this right now, and I tell this to everybody that I show this, this does not replace me, okay? It does a really good job getting the information all together for me to look at, but the assessor still has to write me a check. That's what it boils down to, because it's not perfect. It makes mistakes, and it needs to be interpreted by somebody to be sure that what it's done is correct. And I'll show you, I'll kind of give you a little bit of a view of how that works. We click back over into the map, and this is what it's done. In blue is my subject. Next to it in green are the two that it didn't think were good comps, okay? And I'll tell you why it didn't think they were good comps. If you click back real quick, the other way, sorry, if you can go backwards a couple. It's hard to see here, but the square footage on these two are almost 2,300 square feet. The subject is under 1,600 square feet. So even though they're right next door to each other, when the system looks, it balances everything, and it says, you know, even though they're right next door, I don't like that square foot variance. And these ones down on the bottom, this one is a little closer, and these two are a little closer, not a lot, but just a little bit. The system says, I'm going to go for the smaller square footage. That's the best way to do it. And it picks those. But when we click over to the map, we see, okay, there's definitely some differences here. This is some kind of planned development, maybe even, you know, condos or townhomes, very small lots, whereas these are definitely just single-family residences on pretty large lots. Looks like they're probably sitting up on some kind of a hill. So I want to look at these a little closer. Now I can click on any on this function right here and zoom in anywhere that I want. Now once I'm done zooming, I just click on redraw and it'll take me back out. But when I'm in here and I want to look at these, I go ahead and click on the information button again and I bring up this particular comp. Now the neat thing about this is I can change my appraisal from here. I don't have to go back to that other screen. These buttons up here, pick, back up, and drop, I can I can choose to make one of those a comparable, I can make one of those a backup and put them in green, or I can cut them out of my appraisal altogether from right here. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and make all three of these backups because I'm really not particularly comfortable with these. Now once I've done that, if I click back over to the appraisal, go ahead. No, there you go. Now you can see that these are no longer in red, they're in green now. And my markings aren't over here, and also my opinion of value has fallen out. I didn't show you that before. The opinion of value before was about $505,000. That's what the system picked and made the adjustments for, and that's what it's telling me my subject property is worth. Now if I click back over to the map, now I'm going to go ahead and do the same thing up here on top, except instead of making them backups, I'm going to click pick, and I'm going to put them into my appraisal. One more. Now when I go back over, one more, here we go. No, we're backing up now, sorry. Still backing up. Keep going. One more, there we go. It's gone in and it's switched them. It's put these three on the bottom, it's moved these two to the top, and it's selected them as the two that are getting, or that are part of my appraisal. And as you can see, my value has now changed from 500,000 to 705,000. So we definitely wanted to look at that map and wanted to make that change. If I hadn't looked at that map, I would have seen that those parcels were in the same map book, they were real close together by page, they were about the same square footage, and I might not have had any clue that there was really some issues here and really some differences that I needed to look at. So this map technology really has made a big difference. It saves us a lot of time. We don't have to drive out and look at every single one. We have a lot of information now right at our fingertips because of this GIS. Go ahead and click over. Now that in and of itself to me is pretty all right, but it's got a couple other features that are kind of neat. Now, generally I'm not happy with two comparable sales. I want to at least see if I can find a little bit more. And I can use our polygon search feature to do that. If you click into the next one for me, I can set the map to any zoom that I want. And then I click on the polygon button and I can go ahead and mark off any area that I want. Go ahead and click over to the next. So in this case, I'm going to click on this area right centered on this hillside because I figured these houses are probably all pretty much the same. They all look like they're on lots that are about the same size. They're all sitting up on about the same kind of a hill. Then I click on the polygon search button, and it's going to search with my parameters, but just inside of that polygon. Now, unfortunately, in this case, it didn't find any more sales, so I'm still stuck with just these two. But that's okay. One's right next door, and one's only two houses over, so I feel pretty good about that. But now what I really want to do is I want to see what this area looks like. And that's where the aerial photographs come in. I go ahead and just click on my photos, and it goes ahead and it puts the photograph overlay in. And that's what we got from this company. We got the overlays that lay down on top and show us the aerial photographs. But there's a lot more to it than that. If you click into the next one, and we actually, now that we've had this for a little while, this is another neat thing. We've got 2004, 2003, 2002, and 2001. So if I'm trying to figure out if somebody put a pool in recently, or if somebody did that room addition recently, it's a lot easier now because I can click and say, oh, this is what it looked like last year, this is what it looked like the year before, and that's real helpful at an appeals hearing. And you can even see, I think right here somewhere, if you click between the 2002 and the 2003, go one more. See that color, that roof change right there? Click back. Mm-hmm. They put a new roof in, and I know exactly when they put it in. So it's just kind of a neat little tool. Maybe not a great tool from a taxpayer point of view, but wait, it gets worse. Okay, now the one drawback to these, go ahead and move, click forward. The one drawback to these, we'll do this first. This is what this screen looks like with all the layers turned off. That's it. There's nothing there. Now I can go ahead and I click in on layers and I get my list. And this list here is not even close to all the different layers that are available. You can lay so many layers down that you can't even see what's on the page anymore. We tried to limit this to just what the appraisers were going to need so they wouldn't get too crazy playing around and, you know, looking up these museums and all kinds of stuff. But we go ahead and we click on our parcel outlines first, and it drops those in. I click on road names, drops those in. I click on zip codes, drops those in. I tell it I want to see my search results, and it drops those in. And lastly, I tell it I want to see my aerial photographs. And there they are. So you can control the layers. You can put in whatever you want, take out whatever you want. If you're going to present something in an assessment appeals hearing and you just want them to see certain layers, you can put in the ones you want them to see. If you're going to go see a taxpayer at the counter and you just want them to see certain layers, you can switch it to that. So it's kind of a neat, it's kind of a neat feature. And it really does, there are more layers and you can control it down to amazing levels if you're, you know, if you really want to. Go ahead and click over to the next one. Okay, here we come to the drawback. The aerial photography is not cheap. It's a little pricey. And this company, what you buy is you buy their flyover, which isn't the highest resolution. Now, if you want to pay somebody to do a flyover, they're perfectly happy to link it for you. But it does get costly. So we're limited as far as what we can do. And you know, I'm looking at this house in particular. If you look at this little spot right here, that almost looks to me like it might be some kind of an outbuilding. But I don't show any kind of an outbuilding on this particular property. And I sure would like a way to be able to look at that a little more closely and see. And the other problem with aerial photography is it's straight down. So you're not really getting it's just two-dimensional. You're not getting a three-dimensional where you can see if there's height to something. But we have a solution to that. This was something we added a little bit later. Cruz. What do we call the next set of pictures again? I forget.
Pictometry.
Okay, I nobody ever accused me of being real technical. We click in, and this, back up just one real quick. We click on this little camera down here, and it has the latitude, longitude information. And anywhere you click on that map, it goes out to this other program to pictometry, and it finds the picture for that spot. And then it brings it up for you. And it doesn't just bring up one, it brings up the best four it can find. It probably has about 50 in its database. But it picks the best four, and it brings them up for you. Now I say, oh, now here's a good picture right there. So if I go ahead and click and open that one up, now I can see a whole lot more about this property. That's a deck, cantilevered over a hillside. So now I don't have to worry about a house, I just have to make sure that we got that deck. I also see that they put some stairs down here and that they probably have a nice little area. What a neat place to have a party. You know, overlooking the golf course, a nice slab about halfway down the hill. The one thing that I really learned about this property, though, that was really important to me was I don't want to be the gardener that has to cut that grass. when I was a youth, you saw my hair there, I wasn't necessarily the best kid in the world. And my mom, in an effort to make sure that I went to college, made sure that I had to do a lot of hard labor jobs to kind of, you know, encourage me to continue my education. And she had me over to her house one day. She needed to put in new sprinklers. And she brought me over to dig the ditches. And she lives in a real hard packed, a lot of rocks in the dirt. When I got done today, she said, "Well, Michael, what did you learn today?" And I said, "Well, Mom, I learned I sure don't want to be a ditch digger." So now I know two things I don't want to do in life. I don't want to be a gardener, and I don't want to be a ditch digger. All right. Go ahead and click over to the next one. And that's it. I hope you don't mind that I'm going to get you out of here a little bit early tonight, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
Do you now own this? So you bought it outright from the vendors, or?
We bought it outright from the vendors, and you talked to our assessor, and he is definite that he owns it. There's no doubt in his mind, okay? I haven't read the contract. I can't tell you exactly what they worked out when they worked the deal out. But as far as he's concerned, we own it. So, I didn't do any of the contract writing, so I don't know for sure. But that's, you know, when Webster's here tomorrow, you can ask him.
Okay.
How are your updates, Jenny? Yeah. Updated information?
Well, our updates, our parcel maps are updated every 6 months. Our aerial photographs are updated annually. And I believe the other photographs are updated every 2 years. Is that right, Caruso?
Correct. You get new aerial photographs from pictometry every year?
The new aerial photographs from DMP every year, and the other photographs come from pictometry every 2 years.
You find them useful in general?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're working on right now is a real property field canvas. And that's where we're going to do exactly what it says. We're going to send people out, we're going to take a picture of every property in the county, and we're going to do a curbside inventory of every property in the county. We're not going to go knocking on people's doors. We know better than that. But we are going to do our best to get our, you know, system updated. If we go out and we see that there's a two-story house, or we say there's a one-story house, we'll make a note of it, and we'll make sure we get out in the field and we get the corrections done. The other thing that it's going to give us is it's going to give us a picture as of a certain point in time of every property in the county, which we don't have right now. And we're going to put that into our on-base database that Kurt was just finished showing you before. But the neat thing about that is it's all going to be done on tablet PCs. All the information is going to be gathered on the tablets in the field, and all the work is going to be handled from the GIS maps. So when they send somebody out to the field, they're going to go ahead and look from the map. They're going to do an outline. Then the system's going to tell them all the parcels that are inside of that area, and then they're going to assign that area to an appraiser who's going to go out using the map to get each property. They'll click on that parcel, it'll open up the window to the information for that parcel, and then they'll do the check.
How expensive is the pictometry?
You know what? I don't know. Kurus, do you have any idea?
No.
I really don't know. I can't tell you.
Yeah. We got a price for LA County.
What was it?
Originally it was about $1.5 million, but they dropped it down to less than half that.
Less than half. So it was $1.5 million for LA County. They cut the price to $750, and LA County, you know, size-wise is, I don't know what, about 15 times longer, bigger. I mean, it's an awful lot bigger. So it's, you know, it was something less than that for us. That's one advantage to being a really compact county. We don't have a lot of acreage like a lot of counties. We're pretty small when it comes to that. We've got about 1 million parcels, but they're all squeezed into a little spot. That's it. Thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.